Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kulturhörnan, episode 1.
Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Jag heter Lovisa.
Hej Lovisa, hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också jättebra. Now you're thinking, I'm sure you're thinking as you're listening to this, what's going on? Why is this not normal Coffee Break Swedish? Well, in between lessons 20 and 21, we're taking a little break from our normal lessons and running a mini series of Swedish culture. And there are a few reasons for this. The main one is because at this time of year, it's just coming up for December 2020, there are lots of lovely things happening in Sweden. So we thought we would ask Lovisa to tell us a little more about them. Det låter bra?
Det låter jättebra.
Now, we met Lovisa first time in episode 20, where Lovisa, you were working as a receptionist in the hotel.
Yeah.
But can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Självklart. Jag heter Lovisa och jag kommer från Örebro i Sverige.
Ja.
Och just nu jobbar jag med Coffee Break Swedish för att hjälpa lyssnarna förstå svensk kultur.
Okay, so I understood that. You said just nu, right now, jobbar jag, I am working. So
yes.
You changed that around. Med Coffee Break Swedish. With Coffee Break Swedish. Can you say the next bit again?
För att hjälpa lyssnarna förstå svensk kultur.
So för att hjälpa lyssnarna, in order to help the listeners.
Yeah.
Förstå, to understand svensk kultur, Swedish culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Jättebra. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about Advent, the time in the preparation for the holiday season. So shall we begin? Ska vi börja?
Låt oss börja.
Okay, now in each of these mini episodes, we are going to be listening to a text, and over the episodes, we'll hear a little more Swedish in each text. So the texts are mainly in English, but we're going to be picking up on some of the Swedish words that Lovisa has put into these texts. So Lovisa, tell us a little about Advent time in Sweden.
As we publish this episode, December has begun, and the days have become much shorter in Sweden. In the most northern parts, the sun barely even rises. At this time of year, we like to light candles to bring both warmth and light to the winter days. Having lit candles is such an integral part in the Swedish festive period that we actually have a special candle holder called an adventsljusstake that has four special candles. As you probably know, the four Sundays leading up to Christmas are called Advent. And we call the first of these första advent, and we light the first candle on this day. When we reach the second Sunday, andra advent, we light the second candle. So there are now two candles burning at the same time. Then, on the remaining Sundays in advent, tredje advent, fjärde advent, we light the candles until all four are burning, and it shows that there is less than a week until Christmas. Advent comes from the old Christian traditions and is celebrated in many places around the world. The word Advent is from Latin and means ankomst in Swedish, or arrival. We also keep candles in our windows, although these are often in the form of lamps nowadays and not actual lit candles. They usually have seven candles, or lights that look like candles. There are also versions with five lights, and they are all called adventsljusstakar. You might have seen them in IKEA. If you prefer, you can put a star in your window instead. These are called julstjärnor, and they symbolize the star seen above Bethlehem, Betlehemsstjärnan.
Jättebra. Okay, lots of words in there that are new to me. So can we go back through all the Swedish words that you mentioned? First of all, you had the word for the candle holder. What was that?
En adventsljusstake.
En adventsljusstake.
Yes.
Now, the word ljus in there is about light, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We have, in Swedish, we have the same word for light and candle. Mm-hmm. So they're both called ljus.
Ljus. And it's got, is it like a silent L? Do you not say the L? It's spelled L-J-U-S.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have heard a Swedish Christmas carol called Nu tändas tusen juleljus.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it for us?
Oh, I'm not sure that would be such a great idea.
Okay, I'll not put
you
in this
one. It is a lovely song.
It is.
And I used to sing it a lot when I was a child as well.
Okay, so is that something like now hang up 1,000 Christmas lights?
Yeah, or now we're lighting 1,000 Christmas lights.
So tändas is lighting then?
Yeah, exactly. So the verb is att tända.
Att tända. Okay, right. Yeah. So coming back then to that word, adventsljusstake. What's the take part?
It's stake.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah. So it's adventsljusstake.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the compound words that we have in Swedish.
And so what does the stake part mean?
The stake is the actual thing that holds the candle.
Okay.
So a ljusstake is the holder for the candles.
Right. Okay. So adventsljusstake.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you talked about the different Sundays of Advent. And I like the fact that you said, was it första, andra, tredje and fjärde?
Yes.
So we've learned those before. We know these on Coffee Break Swedish, the first, second, third and fourth. Okay. And then Advent itself, meaning arrival or ankomst in the Swedish. We have learned about trains that arrive at 13:43. So how would we say, let's see if our listeners can remember this. The train from Örebro arrives at 13:43. Let's give our listeners some time to think about that. Okay, Louisa, can you help us?
Yeah. So the translation would be tåget från Örebro ankommer klockan 13:43.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much. We also heard the word for a star, and this gave us a great opportunity to practice that tricky Swedish sound. Let's hear a word for star.
Stjärna.
Stjärna.
Yeah.
And so a Christmas star was?
En julstjärna.
En julstjärna.
Yeah, that's it.
And the plural of stjärna is?
Stjärnor.
Stjärnor.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so we've covered a few words and phrases in this episode and obviously learned a little about some of the traditions in Sweden. But in the next episode, we're going to be talking about something else. Lovisa, can you tell us a little about what we're going to be looking at next time?
So in the next episode, we're going to talk a bit about Lucia, which is one very important tradition in Sweden, and it's always on the 13th of December.
So you can look forward to the next episode of our Coffee Break Swedish Culture next time, when we'll learn all about Lucia. Tack så mycket, Lovisa.
Tack så mycket, Mark.
Och hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.